Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Smartest dumb guys you know. And of course, you know us. Josh and Taylor are here again. And it is a fucking blustery-ass day in the greater Los Angeles area today. I think it's the winds of change telling Clayton Kershaw, get the fuck out of the fucking starting rotation. That is something that everyone needs to do. Everyone needs to change some things sometimes. It happens a lot. We can get stuck in ruts and get into some things, that some bad habits. We need to change things. Change is good. We need to experience new things sometimes. Otherwise, you get stuck in fucking quicksand, which is something that I thought would be much more of an issue as a kid. I thought quicksand was going to fucking be everywhere, and I was terrified of it. G.I. Joe and Mario and fucking Indiana Jones had me terrified of fucking quicksand. I know how to get out of quicksand. I've never used that information in my entire life. I don't ever see a situation where I would need that.
And nothing. No input at all?
Well, I mean, living in Southern California, our biggest disaster is fires.
And earthquakes.
Yeah, but them shits happen, like, rarely. Like, the big ones. Granted, there was a big one, like, what, Christmas-ish?
I don't even consider that a big one. No, it was 4th of July. That was the last decent one. Yeah, because I remember I was going to watch Stranger Things, and I took a poop, and I thought I reached the next level of Del Taco diarrhea as it was happening.
I was at the gym when it happened, so I was like...
You just had the shakes anyways?
I was like...
Thought the pre-workout was kicking in.
Man, them deadlifts are heavy when I'm dropping that bar. Shaking the gym. Fucking so strong right now.
Fuck, man. Yeah, but I think we got to experience new things. It's like, got to get out of your comfort zone sometimes.
Speaking of new things, I heard you were talking about that, getting Kershaw out. Fucking get Dave Roberts out, too.
I don't mind him.
Get Canley Jensen out.
That needs to go. That needs...
And Pedro Baez. And Joe Kelly. Fucking, like, the entire bullpen.
Joe Kelly, he was decent last night. 2 games ago, he was a piece of shit, though.
How is he throwing fucking darts at us in the World Series last year and now fucking...
It's an inside job, dude. They sent him over to fuck with us. Fucking Boston.
Yeah, but now I think the Dodgers' reign is over, honestly.
No. They got a lot of young talent. So, I mean...
Yeah.
They're still going to win the West next year.
Yeah, it's because the West is weak.
West's solid. Arizona's got some pieces.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean... Change is a good thing. And fucking, so we need that. We need to fucking, that's how you keep growing. It's how the Dodgers are going to keep growing. I don't know. Because otherwise you get stuck into fucking ruts and you keep dating the same people that fucking suck. So what I decided to do is I got off of Tinder and Bumble.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on sabertoothtigers.com. It's like Cougar Life, but for older chicks.
Oh, nice.
Oh my goodness.
For even older chicks. You haven't lived until you got gummed up by a chick.
Ryan.
To be fair, they can't get pregnant.
It's the best. When you know it is on when she puts her teeth in a fucking glass of water next to the nightstand.
Oh my goodness.
It's good times. I mean, who doesn't want that? You can be wiener cousins with Jim Morrison. It'd be so great. How fucking dope is that? Fuck. And then, there are drawbacks. I'll give you that. She's not going to get wet like a normal fertile female, but she'll get clammy. I'm just saying, you got to try new things. Fuck, man. And
that's extreme.
It's different. You got to try new things. You got to get out of your comfort zone. And then instead of like, I know, like post-sex snack, I usually go for like a Fig Newton or something. But no, you get like an entire 5-course meal from Granny. It's the best.
She puts on a plate of meatloaf
it's
for
the
you.
The best. Yeah, when you leave, you end up with Tupperware leftovers and a fucking bunch of butterscotch.
I like those.
I mean,
I'll never buy them, but they just exist.
Yeah, it's fucking great. And then, I mean, I'm not a whore, but she does give me savings bonds sometimes, and like
she gives you war bonds from World War II.
Yeah. So when I go to college, they'll be.
So
mature.
This is your sugar mama.
No, I'm just trying new things. That's all it is. That's the main point
of
this.
You've tried on top and on underneath?
I don't want to do on top because I don't want her to die. It's like the opposite of when I'm with a fat chick.
I'm sure she can handle all 4 inches of your cock.
No, it's more of a, it's
the thrusting motion,
and it's the scariness. It's there's an intensity that I bring to things.
When you you hump an old lady, is it like humping a skeleton in like a meat sack?
No, but I will tell you, it is like being with a squirter is nice because it's you get like that instant gratification of your ego, but it's even better when you break a hip.
Oh no!
It's you feel good. You feel bad, but you feel good.
You feel accomplished.
Exactly. You feel like you won something.
I dated a chick that could squirt. It was actually pretty cool.
It's the best.
That's cool.
It was the only one I've ever encountered, and it was kind of cool.
It's the best. I almost died.
Because I didn't know that she could. She didn't forewarn me. So when I was in the splash zone, so to speak, I was like, oh, that's a thing.
That's
like,
the best thing.
It is a thing. I was like, isn't it urine, though?
I don't care.
Does it matter?
Right? I don't know.
We're all having fun.
Yeah.
I can get some rubber sheets. I almost died. And even after I knew she was a squirter, I was still down there trying to waterboard myself. I don't give a fuck. We were having fun.
Talking about weird wiener cousins. I'm wiener cousins with Corey Feldman.
Okay.
That's not something you brag about, dude.
It's just, it's like the most.
It's like saying I'm wiener cousins with Mads Johnson.
Isn't it called Eskimo Brothers, not wiener cousins?
We same like thing. Wiener cousins.
Yeah.
It's either a better
way.
Term.
Okay.
Same thing. You know what we're talking about either way, right?
Yeah.
Get the same point across.
Is there one for girls?
Scissor sisters.
I think it's called like sister dicks or something like that.
Or like or just like sluts.
Yeah.
Clam slappies.
Okay, we talked about this before. The reason why like guys
Click
get
cousins.
Laid because you let us.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I mean there are rapers and things like that.
Yeah.
But I mean for the most part, every time I've gotten laid, it's because they let me.
Yeah.
They allowed me entrance into the holiest of holies.
Every relationship I've ever been in, it's because I tricked him into thinking I'm a normal person.
Because you were the last person in the bar?
Well, there's been a couple of those, for sure. Yeah. That's why I have the extra weight supports on the bottom of my bed.
Do you really?
No, but I have extra, like, straps and stuff. But that's not, that's a different thing.
Okay.
That's not a weight.
That's his pleasure
issue.
Room, like, in 50 Shades of Grey.
He just turns it all different.
Yeah. You don't want to open that ottoman.
No, I don't.
It is a treasure trove of... It could be mistaken as a bomb, because it'll just vibrate from time to time.
He was really into tentacle porn for a while.
What does that consist of?
You never okay. Tentacle porn
is with
like,
tentacles.
It's like an anime
cartoons.
Hentai.
Oh, cartoon.
Hentai. That's what it's called. The
gross.
The anime porn, and like some squid alien monster thing has sex in like all the girls' holes with tentacles. And that's essentially it.
Okay.
It's exactly
it's
what
the best
it
episode
like.
Of Jimmy Neutron you'll ever watch. I'll
it's
tell you
like
that
a,
much right now.
It's like an octopus gangbang.
Yes.
Something like that. Octopussies.
Opposite.
Kind
of.
Because
usually gangbangs, it's one girl and a bunch
but
of guys.
But it's just one monster.
With a bunch of...
Maybe it's multiple. I don't know.
Octopuses,
you
okay.
watch weird porn.
You know, science fact.
Did you know?
Octopuses only have 7 tentacles. One of them is short, and the short one is their dick.
So
in Finding Nemo, when the little fucking guy is doing like, look, one's shorter, he's like, hey, look at my cock.
Stop, that's, really?
I shit you not, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. That's so funny.
That's a real fucking thing. It is true science time.
The 8th one is the dick.
Fuck, I wish we had a sound effect for that thing from the little star shoots. The more you know.
That works.
Yeah. We're here to educate people. That's why we're the smart. Mostly dumb, but kind of smart sometimes. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I've been doing. I've been changing things in my life. Mostly depends. But I've been making some changes. And
she taught you how to invest into a 401k.
No, she didn't, because she taught me how to save up for the depression.
Is that why you have all those cans of Spam and rubbing alcohol?
I'm ready to live like a hobo and hop from train to train at a moment's notice.
I saw that handkerchief tied onto a stick.
Yeah, I can fit my cat in there, and that's it. I don't know how you put your
she
entire
a fat cat. I don't know how you're gonna fit her in there.
She is getting fat. I got a laser pen though. We're gonna solve that. We're gonna work on this together, kitten. I'm getting fat too. So
she's not that fat.
She a fat cat. She's
no.
a small cat.
For being as small, her power to weight ratio, I think, is pretty strong. Pound for pound, she's the loudest cat in the world. So that's a cool thing. And she's pure black cat and evil. And now she's giving me the eye just because I'm talking shit.
She knows you're talking about her.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, because I talk shit about her all the time.
She listens.
That's what we do. Yep. She's planning my murder. That's what all cats do. They just wait for you to die. You can tell when a cat's just looking, you're like, I'm going to start with the toes.
The cat liked the days back when you were still on Ambien, because then you'd be in that deep sleep, start eating your eyelids and stuff like that.
Yeah, dude, for sure. And then I would just have, like, that's why the cat bowl would just end up in the trash. I'd just get mad. You know, I was getting chewed on. Like, I didn't even realize it was there. It just happened. Ambien makes you do weird things.
It does. Yeah. I've never taken it, but I've heard some weird stories.
Yeah. Yeah. You tweet racist things.
Yeah, that stuff too.
And you lose your TV show.
Yeah. And fuck. Or no, the worst is when you hear about people buying things. They go on like Amazon
and buy. No. Kevin James, dude. Have you heard Kevin James' story about Ambien? Apparently, on Ambien, doesn't remember any of this, went to the store, bought everything for a full fucking turkey dinner. Stuffing, the corn.
Oh,
turkey.
Yeah, I heard this.
Came back, made fucking everything, went back to bed, woke up. He's like, what the fuck? Like, who broke in? And made Thanksgiving dinner in my house. And, yeah, it was him. And it's fucking, that's the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life. That is a fat man Ambien story if I ever fucking heard one.
I work with a guy. He took Ambien, and he bought 20 pairs of 10 packs of socks.
Well, he's good
pairs
to go.
Of 10 packs
20,
of socks.
20 packs of
10 packs.
You get what I mean? Yeah.
You got 200 pairs of socks.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got. Oh, well.
He has enough socks to last him for the rest of his life.
Uh-huh.
Oh. And then he has socks to give to his children, his children's children. They're going to be like, these are grandpappy socks.
Most people save their jerk-off socks until they get yellow and crusty. He's just going to toss them like a fucking baller. He's just going to be like, no,
I throw this away.
Throw it away like fucking normal tissue.
Hey, man, because everyone knows you come in one side, you inside it out, you can wear it again.
Yeah.
Gross. No.
Yeah.
It actually helps because if you're going to like shock your friends and stuff, you can do static electricity a little bit better. It's a good conductor.
Yeah, Siemens is a very good conductor.
Everyone knows that.
You don't know this? What do they even teach you in school anymore?
I'm a girl.
They didn't teach you that at holistic hippie camp?
No.
Okay. Well,
you ever need to start a fire, jizz on some sticks and just spark them up.
Dude, you know, if you're actually ever trapped in the desert or whatever, you need to start a fire, Doritos actually make good kindling.
Do you know this from first-hand experience?
Yeah, no, it 100% works. Because I read it somewhere, and I was like, there's no way that shit actually works. And it fucking does.
I wonder what's in it that makes it burn, then.
Herpes. The devil.
Good answers, both of you.
Also,
the devil herpes.
Coca-Cola removes rust off of metal.
Yes,
yeah,
I've
but it needs
seen
to
that.
Soak for a while though. It's not like an instant.
Yeah, I did it for a weekend. One time I left my tools out in the rain, accidentally. Like we were working in an area and it started fucking raining. For some reason, we just bailed. I left like half of my shit. So over a weekend, I poured a 2 liter bottle of fucking Coke into a bowl. All my tools in there. Squeaky clean.
After the weekend,
good to go.
Squeaky clean. Throw some WD-40 afterwards. Fucking good as new.
Well, you're used to sticky things. So, I mean,
that's what I do.
Gross.
He's used to sticky tools in his hands.
There's a reason we don't have black lights in this studio. There's all I'm going to say. If I was on Room Raiders, I would lose very quickly.
Room Raiders.
Right? That was a dope show.
Man, pick that name up off the floor.
Fuck yeah, dude. I will name drop all the worst references I can think of in my brain. All
right, so I got some headlines for you. Time out name drop.
Yeah, what else happened in the world?
First one I got here, Matt Lauer, the news anchor from like
something happened with
Today
him, right?
Show or something.
I caught like a bit of this.
So basically, in 2014 at the Sochi Olympics, NBC was doing the coverage for it. So a colleague by the name of Brooke Nevels, who was apparently
broken nipples. Gotcha.
Yeah, she was anally raped by him in a hotel room in Sochi.
Okay.
He was fired. Okay, so this happened back in 2014. He was fired in November of 2017 when Brooke went to their HR and said that he raped her. But this is where it gets confusing. So apparently they actually had a sexual relationship for months.
Yeah.
The first sexual encounter they ever had was in Sochi at the Olympics. And what happened?
First one?
Yes. So what happened was the first incident. He stole her press pass as a joke and brought it. Okay, so let me start over. So Matt Lauer was drinking with some other person that works for NBC at a bar at the end of the night. She ran into Matt Lauer and the other person. So then she joined them for – Brooke joined Matt and the other
– I'm assuming it's Bob Costas. He's the devil.
That's how he got pink eye.
Yep.
It was Matt Lauer's jism.
Bob Costas right seems wholesome. He loves baseball and rape.
Oh, my God. Maybe the anal seepage – got into Bob Costas' eyes, and that's how he got the pink eye.
No.
I get it now.
Boom, uncovering things. So anyways, so he stole her press pass and as a joke and goes, hey, I got your press pass, like, come get it. So she goes up to his room, gets it, she leaves. Returns a second time where he kisses her, pushed her into a wall, kept asking her repeatedly if she likes anal sex. She kept saying no. And then apparently he shoved her into a bed and then forced himself into her butt. And used
that's a tough spot to force.
Used no lube, and apparently she bled for days.
That's a good Static X song.
Yeah. So
this story just doesn't make sense. Rape. Yeah, yeah, because if that was the first time, but then she went back for more and had a relationship with him.
If this was like an isolated incident, this was the only time that this happened.
There's more credibility to
it's
it.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, you fucking raped this girl.
Mm-hmm.
But when you guys dated. She claims that it was purely a transactional thing, not a relationship. But he said it was an extramarital relationship because he was married at the time, but it was a consensual relationship because mm-hmm. they're both adults. And then she claims the reason why the first time was rape was because she was so heavily intoxicated that she couldn't not give him consent for anal
Cosbeater.
Sex.
Cosbeater. More
I mean,
or less.
No, because I... You know, she went back. Okay, so she got her press pass from his room and then went back a second time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're drunk. He fucked you in the butt. It sucks. I'm sorry. Like,
no, it sounds like rape. You force her on the bed.
Yeah, but the thing is this. There's
every
okay, but
bit
the thing
about
is,
that sounds like rape.
They are probably not together anymore.
No.
They probably broke up and she got mad. And so she made an assumption and right away he gets fired because, like, the... whatever production companies or the studios yeah. don't want to deal with any of that. Well, and it's terrifying.
Then after he was fired in November of 2017, she received a 7-figure settlement from NBC. So 7 figures means she got at least $1 million, but you know, it's going to be way more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's writing a book. So that's what, like, see, that's where I get confused. Cause the thing is, when you accuse a man of rape, you straight up murdered his life now.
Yeah.
Cause even if it's not true, the fact that this has now been alleged, you know, it... Now, if he did rape her, I hope he fucking
But
gets
no
him.
One goes around saying, hey, Mr. Rogers raped me.
Yeah, actually, you know they are. They're, women are getting doing things like that all the time.
I'm not
and,
saying
and then when
not...
someone does, like, cry wolf, then the person who actually did, like, then people don't believe him.
See, my only concern, though, is the fact that they had consensual sex numerous times over the span of,
afterwards,
like, a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then it's like... If it was the one time thing, they'd be like, oh, yeah, he straight up raped her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but the fact that
they
were still fucking, you're going
to
tell me that, oh, he raped me. No, because you're right. He probably broke up with her.
There's
got to
be more facts.
Well, because him and his wife got, after 20 years, finally got divorced. Mm. So, and then she probably assumed that he was going to, like, leave her for her. Didn't happen. Got mad. She probably wanted money from him then, probably saying, like, oh, I'm going to fucking blackmail you. And then he's like, I don't have money to give you. Fuck off with that. I'm getting divorced. And then she's like, fine. Tells NBC. He gets fired. She gets 7 figures.
Yeah.
Not trying to victim blame. Not.
There's got
to
be more details to it. Like,
this is all that there's out there
right
now.
Yeah. I thought, I caught the tail end of this on the radio a couple days ago.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what the fuck they were talking about. But apparently, like, that little bit is like the teaser for the book that she's putting out.
Yes.
And so you would think in the book there's going to be more info, right? There's got to be more to the story.
It's got
to
be a book. It's worth
it. I'm not going to buy the book and I'm not going to read it. I'll just wait for someone else
to sum
it up.
Maybe one or two chapters. Mm-hmm. I don't want a whole rape book. Like,
no, that's weird.
I'm not reading 50 Shades. I don't want
to. What is the book going to be about?
Her
relationship with him?
Hopefully it's, I don't know. Maybe it's just an autobiography. You know, she played softball as a kid and I also got raped.
Cool.
isn't that
good enough
how books go these days?
All right, talking about sex, next headline. A writer by the name of Sophia Barrett Ibarria.
Good
if
job.
If I butchered that, she ain't listening to this podcast. She can fuck off.
No, but if she pushed the SAP button, she might.
That's true. Sí, we now hablamos en español.
¿Dónde estás? Las bibliotecas.
So after 6 months of therapy and relationships and apparently sex... This writer fired her therapist hired a dominatrix. She hired an LA-based dom by the name of Princess Marks, who apparently is some of her clients are. So it turns out this is actually a semi-common thing. People are firing.
I'm hopping on board with this. I co-sign it.
Yeah.
I know. This is brilliant.
They're firing their therapist and hiring dominatrix instead. Now, she said this is not a sexual thing. She just wanted someone to tell her what to do.
Doms are doing life coaching now.
And to cut the bullshit. Because doms don't care about your feelings.
Right.
And they tell you how to just kind of gain control of your life again.
But do they jerk you off at the end?
That's what I want to know.
It's Princess what?
Marks. Cruises. M-A-R. Are you looking her up? Princess Marks. M-A-R-X. She's an LA-based dom. And my thing is, I totally get it. I'm in full support of it. Apparently, it's not this Sophia chick doesn't have any sexual pleasure or gratification from this woman. She just needed someone to just be brutally honest with her. Because therapists,
I'm on board with that. Therapists suck. I stopped going to mine. They fucking suck, dude.
They more or less, they're not very helpful.
They're not at all.
They want to just keep talking and talking and talking.
Well, talking can be good, and there's certain things that you do need to talk out. But I know, like, okay, I stopped going to mine for a couple of reasons. A...
Is it because you, Bill Cosby? You wait. Are you the Matt Lauer?
I had Matt Lauer myself.
Your therapist.
No, but like I was going, and a half the questions are like, so what do you think? I know what I think, motherfucker. I'm paying you to tell me what you think.
Hey, you're the smart person.
Like what the fuck? Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Exactly. I know exactly how I fucking feel about it. I feel angry because you're being a cunt right now.
Like you're supposed to help me categorize it and clarify. You know. Things. Yeah.
Like, and that's a lot of my issue with therapists is I understand what the fuck is going on. Oh, shit. She's hot as shit. She could tell me what to do.
She actually is kind of hot. That's she's surprising. Insanely.
You have to be. It's not going to be an uggo getting paid for it. She's a pro. I like that Catherine Zeta-Jones fucking suit.
She charges $150 an hour or something like that. That's so too many. You want to hit her up?
That's too many. I could do it like once every 2 weeks, though. I could do that for sure. But no, it's the therapy thing. I won therapy. Fucking one time I was going and we were talking about some shit. And the guy, so I'm just on my own fucking harshest critic. And I've always been that way. And the guy was like, okay, when you're going to be like that, like think about someone who's like more supportive and all that. And, you know, think about like the voice of your dad. I was like, my dad's where I get that. He's like, oh, that's fucked up. Oh, well, I win. I win therapy right now. You tell me that's fucked up, I'm never coming back. Fuck you. Yeah. I am done. Yeah, I completely support the let's move on to dominatrix instead. I'm going to look into that.
Yeah, just let her call you a piece of shit and tell you how to live your life better.
Right? Stop fucking crying.
And then hopefully jerk me off at the end.
Do they jerk
do you
me
think
off?
They do that?
I don't think so.
I don't know. They jerk people off normally for the normal dominatrix stuff.
No, they don't, because they're the dom. Like you're supposed.
But
to,
you
like,
also
sit
come
a,
at the end.
You sit in like a dog kennel and they spit on you.
And you're
stuff
gonna
like
come
that.
Though.
Well, it's like you do have specific things, and they have relationship with their clients where there are rules and boundaries. And
she, I think, it's one of those things where I like she's gonna peg you,
but you still come.
I mean, if that makes you come,
the end
yeah.
of the day. I'm just saying. So I'm just wondering if that happens with therapy or not. I don't know. I'll look into it. I'll do my research. I'll let you know if
get
my,
back to us.
I'll let you know if Kaiser covers it.
It's interesting. Yeah. you send the bill out to Kaiser or to your union, and they're like, "Wait, what? What?"
I sure as shit hope they do. That'd be dope, dude.
No, just say go by Dr. Princess Marks, and then we can write it.
I'm gonna call our insurance people tomorrow. It's fucking that sounds way better to me.
All right, next. Some 20.
Also, I like wearing rubber.
You like wearing rubber?
Who doesn't?
It's a Batman fantasy.
Yeah, it is. I want bat nipples and the whole thing. Dude.
Right. So some vegan 24-year-old dumbass white chick who's a vegan. She doesn't have a name because she was anonymous.
Okay.
She, quote unquote, got white girl wasted with her friends.
White claws.
And ate white claws. A 20-pack of Chicken McNuggets, but she is a vegan, where her friends told her they were... sun-fed chicken, which is like the fake vegan chicken.
Okay.
And her friends recorded it and put it on like Snapchat or Instagram or some shit like
hilarious.
That.
Hilarious. I'm on board.
Saying like, look, we made this bitch eat a 20-piece of McNuggets. We told her they were vegan nuggets. So then she called the police and actually is pressing charges on all her friends for food tampering.
Wow. Oh,
she got food raped.
Yeah. but what's funny is... Because her thing was,
she's like, I didn't order the McCosby.
Well, she said that I thought the chicken tasted off, but they told me it was fine. I assumed it's because I was drunk. But then
the
next morning,
fairness, it's probably not meat. It's just a pink goo.
And then she said the next day she threw up everywhere, which I was like, that's a McDonald's side effect. That's not a.
Well, I wonder how long she's been vegan for. That's the other.
She said she's been doing it for 10 years. And then...
No, I don't believe that. 14 years old being a hardcore vegan. Yeah, right.
So she was a vegan for 10 years, ate these fucking nuggets, threw up. But then she goes, well, I was also very drunk, so I could have been throwing... It was the fucking White Claws she was drinking.
She's also a pussy. I got drunk and ate 50 nuggets like a week ago. What a bitch.
Ani, you need to get drunk. I'll eat 50 nuggets right now.
It was delicious.
I'm an old fat man. You bring me them nuggets, and I'll eat them right now.
Honestly, the worst part of that night is I got in an argument with the person at the drive-thru. I was like, I need more barbecue. They're like, what?
Yeah, when you're like... You're like, how is two sweet and sour sauces enough for the 20 50 piece of
goddamn
nuggets?
Nuggets?
Not at all.
Fuck out of my face, Julie.
I thought that was funny. Pressing charges on her fucking.
It
friends.
Is hilarious. Like, but
I mean, friends fuck with friends. Like,
I guarantee you. Yeah. Hey, don't be such a pussy. I'm never friends.
Oh, it's
with
not
this
like
again.
They put like a human turd. In like a slice.
That's something
of bread.
Our friends would do.
Exactly.
That's so gross. But,
or like making guys drink whole bottles of hot sauce,
or do body shots off the hairiest person in the goddamn.
Yeah, we know a very hairy Jewish man, and a guy did a body shot off him.
You could have just said a Jewish man.
No, but he's the hairiest of the Jewish men.
There's none.
And it's funny because he listens
no
to the show.
No such thing as an aerodynamic Jew.
He listens to this show, so he'll know what we're talking about.
He knows. But I guarantee this leads to like impossible nuggets. There's. Right
there are those things.
Do they? Do yes. they have the? Do they already have the yes. the option? I know they have the burger. And
oh,
I've never
you mean
seen
it
for
fucking like
for
McDonald's?
Specifically for McDonald's nuggets.
Probably.
I guarantee it's going to lead to it, and then I'm on board. I'm not going to order them, but I will get drunk and order the cheap ones all goddamn day. They're fucking fantastic.
All right, next I have a 35-year-old man named Jermaine Massey. He is a black man who lives in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
He is suing.
Saw Bigfoot. Oh, no. Damn.
He is.
I just want to see a foot.
He is suing the Holiday Inn, which is a.
Dude, what was he doing? He's like, nothing. I'm just chilling at the Holiday Inn.
Exactly. No, he said he was. You bring four of your friends.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do? We're going to step on some Henny and.
Fucking ching-a-ling.
Yeah. But
what
anyways.
Happened to that guy?
Was that too old for you, Taylor? Do you
yeah,
remember
that? All
that
went over
my
head.
Oh, my God, I'm so old. Oh, fuck, I want to pull it up now.
What do you need?
Holiday Inn by Chingy.
Oh, yeah, no, I know that song.
Yeah, that's what
God
we're...
God damn
But we're just very white. We talk very white.
Yeah.
Wasn't exactly sure.
But anyways, he was up in Portland, Oregon at the Holiday Inn, which is a... their parent company is the Hilton Hotel chain. He's suing for $10 million because he was calling while black. He was staying at the hotel. He was
calling who?
He was calling his mother.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of driving while black, like how you know,
yeah,
black
gotcha,
people
gotcha, yeah,
gracious. He was saying he was calling while black. So he was in the lobby making a phone call, and then the
he was staying at the hotel.
Yes, he had a room upstairs. The hotel management told him
stop being black.
Yes,
happens to me all the time.
They asked him to leave. He refused to leave, saying I'm a guest here.
Right,
refused to leave, so they called the police. Police escorted him out. Well, they escorted him out to his room so he can get his belongings, and then they escorted him out. So now he's suing for $10 million.
So wait, if you escort him up to the room, why do you have to escort him out? You already established he's fucking staying here.
Well, I mean, you know, private businesses have the rights to refuse service to people.
Yeah, but I mean, that should solve the mystery. Why do we need to press on after that?
Nah, but see, the thing is this. So
I understand they're doing their job, and that's protocol, but also, it's fucking dumb.
No,
they wanted to kick him out because they thought he wasn't a resident or
so
a,
if you
a guest.
Kick him up to get his shit out of a room.
But the thing is,
because he was being uncooperative.
Yes, but see, for all you know, he could have been
word.
Very vulgar in the lobby. Could have been shouting. Could have been causing a scene. And they're like, "Hey, dude."
Of course, you assume that.
Yeah, but they don't talk about what happened before the police were called.
They just said he was talking
so,
on
I mean,
the phone. They would have mentioned
all the
anything.
Facts.
They
I just want all the.
They
facts.
Would have mentioned that, right? They would have said, "This is why we're kicking him out of the goddamn lobby."
I don't.
You would think, right?
This is all, I'm just reading his because someone interviewed him. So he's suing for $10 million, $3 million of it's for frustration, and $7 million is for damages.
What damages?
That's what I was like, what does he do? Like,
damage my blackness. Fucking, that happens sometimes. Took
just
a
another
of this
white man bringing us brothers down.
I hate when that happens. It happens to me constantly. Yeah. You know how many times I've been pulled over for no goddamn reason? I get it. I support my brother. I hope he gets
I just thought it was an interesting headline.
It is interesting. And it's fucking... I will never bang Paris Hilton again.
She has herpes. Or like hepatitis.
Who do you think gave it to her?
Makes sense.
Did you say Madonna?
No, Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton. Oh.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Me either.
Like if they're like, hey, Oprah Winfrey has it. You're like, oh shit, that's crazy. But like Paris Hilton just kind of known for being a whore.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, okay.
Dirty.
Yeah.
Why is she? Why? Why would you say she? Just because she did it in fucking in night vision? How does it make her a whore?
No, because she's been, like, confirmed that she's banged numerous.
We've all banged numerous people.
Yeah.
All I'm saying, let's slut shame evenly. Yeah, she's an idiot, and she's a DJ, which is the worst offense I could think of as a human being.
Remember when she tried to have a singing career for a while?
Yeah, she's terrible. I'm not saying...
Well, now she's a DJ.
Yeah.
So is Shaquille O'Neal, and he's fucking rocking it.
Dude, you got to support that. How big are DJ booths now? Like, I don't know. Every DJ I've seen is Asian, so it's a tiny booth.
Dude, there's all these videos of Shaq in mosh pits at... in Vegas and stuff like that.
I've seen that,
dude. It looks so awesome.
The fucking yeah, he was like front
row,
like,
just headbanging.
It was like a fucking Hatebreed concert or some shit.
That's great.
Fuck yeah, dude. Fucking Shaq,
dude.
Getting
Shaq,
it.
I mean, I loved Shaq back in his basketball. Shaq's always been cool. Shaq's so cool.
Yeah, you got to be cool to give yourself a nickname, and he's given himself like 17 nicknames.
When we were kids, like every other kid from Santa Clarita Valley, I worked at Magic Mountain like every other fucking kid.
Mm-hmm.
And they closed half the park because Shaq, this is when he was still a Laker, he was in town, and they closed like part of it for him and his family. And then he comes up.
I'm
like,
well, Goliath, I don't want anybody else to go live. I'm big, so I got to lay down. I can stand up. My head's going to hit the loop.
I was selling ice cream in those days, and Shaq comes up to me and he buys ice cream for literally everybody. And then he grabs a $100 bill. And he's like, this is for you. And I'm like, oh, I'm not allowed to take tips. Like, I can actually get fired for that. And he goes, okay, I'll tell you what, I'm going to put this on the table. I'm going to turn around. If it's gone, that's cool. If not, it happens. And I was like, okay. And then I took it.
You gave me no ice cream. I came here for dip
it out.
I put it in my pocket. Shaq turns around and goes, oh, I guess it blew away. That's crazy. Fuck and me. then he takes his sunglasses off, looks at me and goes, by the way, I'm not Shaquille O'Neal. And then he just walks away.
I'm just another chicken.
And what's funny is because the carts are kind of tall and I'm standing on a fucking
Bugs.
Yeah. And I'm standing on this fucking like wooden pallet behind
mm-hmm.
it. He's still like a foot taller than me. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, you're going to tell me you're not Shaquille O'Neal.
I came here for ice cream. I wanted Dippin' Dots. I thought it was the future. It was not the future. I just got no more mint and chip.
Shaq's shit. All right. Next headline.
Kobe, how my ass tastes.
Then, dude, the best thing, did he rap to you? Please tell me he freestyled. But then for you. Kobe was like, hey, I got one more ring than Shaq. So, you're like,
Is it two more?
No, Kobe has five. Yeah. Shaq has four.
Four, yeah.
But then it's funny because then when Kobe made that, Shaq was on the TNT halftime show.
Yeah.
And then he goes, someone signed me to Golden State tonight, and I'll get that next ring.
Yeah. I could see. He totally would. He tried to do that in Cleveland with LeBron. He tried to fucking.
Hey, they almost got there.
Yeah.
They almost did. All right, an unknown Arizona man shot himself in the face.
Of course he got... Arizona,
Arizona or Florida. These are like...
Arizona is the closest runner-up to Florida. It is
for what?
So, for being...
For being fucking weird.
Okay.
Being the asshole of our country. It, if you hear about somebody doing the most idiotic thing you've ever heard of in your life, I will put money down every time before you tell me where it happened. And it is Arizona or Florida.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Or Louisiana.
Okay, so he shot himself in the face.
So,
one time I did that, but that was because I got a hand job and she pointed at me. I thought that was weird.
Was he sad?
I was sad.
Of course you were.
So this guy, so
but no, but I wasn't that sad because I was like, you guys are overreacting. Like it's not that bad. Like it's gross. But come on,
just
fuck
salty.
Off. You guys are being fucking dramatic.
So this man shoots himself in the face. So apparently lives in an apartment complex, and the couple in the unit above him were fighting. So he went upstairs to confront them, bang on the door, no answer. So he goes back to his apartment, gets his firearm, fires numerous rounds into his ceiling.
Oh,
one bounces off the ceiling and hits him right in the face.
What the fuck is in that ceiling
fucking
that's reflecting
idiot.
Bullets? By the way, we have Superman structural steel in here. That's gonna fucking...
Hey, man, you know there's like... Okay, because I could have some support
I know it's
beams.
In a roof.
Yeah.
Fucking,
you work
do.
In construction. You
do.
Know this.
Yeah, but it's insane that... Every bit of this story is insane.
Yeah, but that means he probably literally just shot the
of
stud
course, of
every round he was shooting the stud.
No, a stud is not going to fucking do it. It has to be a fucking legit structural support beam, and it's fucking the odds of hitting that.
Yeah, but
that's not the crazy part. The crazy part is, yes, of course, an Arizona trash couple is having an argument above you in an apartment. Of course, that's what you signed up for by living in Arizona. Like, you knew this. And when you walk through the fucking sign on the side of the freeway says, welcome to Arizona. Trash people are in arguments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's what we do. And fucking, and you just fire off into the air like Yosemite Sam. Get the fuck out. You deserve to get
but
shot in the
face.
But
the fact that he goes, they're still loud. I'm going to shoot pistol rounds
exactly.
into
it's
my
insane.
Fucking ceiling.
Who the fuck are you?
No, the crazy part is, no, I'm glad he did. Because exactly. Could you imagine? Okay, if that shit gone through the floor and then killed the people above
exactly.
him.
That's what he's going for.
Like how fucking, the reason why his name isn't released yet, because obviously there's an attempted murder
right.
charge going. So they
and
can't.
Also, you can't put together the dental evidence. He got shot in the face.
Fingerprints.
He burnt him off. He's like the guy from Seven.
Like Will Smith in Men in Black when he touched that orb.
Yeah.
Did he? Oh, it did burn his shit off, wow. didn't it? Fuck.
And my last headline, kind of like a little bit lighter, but kind of funny. So South Park season 23 is now airing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of seasons. I still remember and in sixth grade when it first came out. In the very first episode, my whole family's gathered around the fucking, the old
really?
Boob tube. And it's all about Cartman getting an anal probe. The funniest goddamn line is the cat is fucking meowing. Fucking, Mom, Kenny's being a dildo. No, a certain kitty who's sleeping with mommy tonight. What?
No, kitty, this is my pot yeah, pie.
I remember my dad and his friend
no,
laughing
kitty.
His fucking ass off, and I was like, I don't get it. Fucking,
1996,
it's a
right?
long time, for something like that, probably.
So,
long time for a great show to be on TV.
Mm-hmm. If you guys have you guys seen the second episode of season 23?
Which one? I've seen it.
The one where the Randy Marsh goes to China.
Oh yeah.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Did they mention the NBA in that?
Yes. Okay. So spoiler alert: after that episode, South Park has officially been banned in China.
Of course. I'm surprised it's taken this long. Are
so,
you kidding me?
That's really funny.
So Matt Stone wrote a Twitter apology to China, and he says.
They didn't even call what's his face like Winnie the Pooh.
Yes, that's why they got banned. And so then Matt Stone writes an apology and goes on their official South Park Twitter. He goes, official apology to China from Trey Parker, Matt Stone. Like the NBA, we welcome the Chinese censors into our homes and into our hearts. We too love money more than freedom and democracy. President Xi doesn't look like Winnie the Pooh at all. So tune into our 300th episode this Wednesday at 10. Long live Great Communist Party of China. May this autumn sorghum harvest be bountiful. Hey, we good now, China?
Oh, I fucking love
yeah.
them so much.
Dude, Matt
They're
Stone
the
is the biggest
world.
Savage. Him and
so
Trey
funny.
Parker
They're
are just
so
fucking...
See, that's one of those things I wonder, like... Matt Stone is the not curly hair guy, right?
No, Matt Stone is the curly haired guy. Trey Parker's the
okay,
the blonde guy. Because
Trey Parker seems like
the
mouthpiece.
Smarter, yes.
He seems like the mouthpiece. So I'm wondering like how much of that. I don't know if it's that he's smarter. It just seems like he has that personality.
It seems
like the other guy's more
well.
I would assume behind the scenes,
Trey
Parker just as fucking good, dude.
Trey Parker's like the more creative one in the sense that he does like all the voices on the show.
I don't know. That makes you more creative.
Well, I guess he's more
maybe a little more talented.
Talented,
yeah.
Although they more or less do equal
Although,
amounts.
If you watch
writing.
Basketball, they're both some of the best actors our generation has.
I
to
love
offer.
Basketball movies. So Captain, was it Orgasmo? That movie's fucking hilarious.
Is it Captain or is it Mr. Orgasmo?
I think
it's
Orgasmo. Or is it just Orgasmo.
I don't know. Either way, it's a fucking
it on
Showtime
movie.
At 2 a.m.
Basketball still holds up. That shows
fucking
that movie's
great,
still
dude.
So fucking. So, fun.
Team America might be the funniest movie of all goddamn time.
Yes.
No.
What?
Team America?
Sorry, no, I'm trying to find nothing. Don't listen to
Pay
me.
Pay attention to us.
Sorry, I was trying to find a picture for you. It didn't come up right.
We are very important.
What's Travis's last name?
If you're going to bring up a picture and it doesn't have boobs, no thank you, ma'am.
Travis Barker?
No, because I did Matt Stone, and what's Travis?
Trey Parker.
Like Ice Trey from fucking Don't Be a Menace.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's another great movie.
Don't Be Mad, a great movie. Dude, so the Wayans brothers are so talented, too.
Are Talk those about both of them?
All 12 of them. Yeah, that's both of them. Right there. You don't have the picture of when they showed up at, what was it, like the Oscars in the Jennifer Lopez dress?
That was amazing.
They both showed up in that green fucking dress. And I heard the story about it, and they were like, they were both high. It was either mushrooms or acid. They were both high as shit the whole goddamn time. So, like, they wanted to back out. But they were like, fuck it, we're already here. Like, let's do it. Fucking okay. Champions of the world, these two are. And it all started. Have you seen the original thing they made in college, Santa versus Jesus?
No.
They fight,
but I heard that was like the
so fucking funny, dude. It's fucking hilarious. So, I don't know. Again, I'm surprised it's taken this long for them to get canceled in China.
Yes.
Fucking, I'm shocked that they're even on China's radar. I thought they would have got blocked because they control the goddamn internet and everything, too. So I would assume they
forgot all... run for 23 years in China.
Yeah. That is a good run in China. Most yeah, but they female never, newborns don't make it that long.
They never really made fun of China until now. So
I suppose, yeah.
So that's all I got for headlines. Taylor, do you got weird questions for us?
I have weird questions, and I have The Price is Right with we'll sex to toys. Which one do you want to do first?
We're doing Price is Right. We'll save the main topic of the episode.
Yeah, so we'll do our weird questions.
Okay.
So hit us with it.
In the face.
Yeah. In the face. Uno momento. So the questions today are, would you rather?
Okay.
That's a little bit more our speed.
Yeah, right. not like witches grant magic mushrooms to your family.
Yeah, last week I thought I was on a speed dating thing.
I was having so much fun with that. I laughed so hard. I thought it was great. So the first one is, would you rather poop in your own hands or poop in someone else's hands?
Someone else's hands.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, German.
Yeah. I've seen what...
I'll poop on someone else's face. I don't care.
I've seen what comes out of there.
I'll poop on someone else's face after I got hammered on whiskey the night before. Like, I don't care about somebody else. Oh, my God. I don't have a soul. Like, fuck out, yeah.
Next. Would you rather sniff a dog's butt or lick a dog's butt?
Sniff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even want to lick the ass of every girl I've ever dated, let alone want to do it to random dogs.
You're not a gentleman at all. Oh, my God.
You save that for the special ladies,
No,
okay?
You don't.
It's kind of like...
How do you know she's special? It's like a scratch and sniff. You got to... Scratch and lick.
It's kind of like the fine china. It's like the fine china. If you have like good company and like a nice steak, you get out the nice,
Well, yeah, you're not gonna do it on Tinder, but if you're dating, you pull it out.
Yeah, but
it's a trick.
Do you do it with your girl right now?
Sometimes.
Oh, you're a selfish lover.
Yeah, I got things to do. Hey, okay. In my defense,
you need to get your priorities straight, my man.
Hey, man, time is money. I make sure she's taken care of first. Which is usually...
Not if you're not licking butt.
Thank God to the big guy upstairs, it's like 20 seconds before I'm done. Because I can't hold on much longer. I'm like, I'm almost done. So, you gotta finish. Or you're on your own.
Again, you know, it's...
If you don't ever help afterwards?
If I come first, you know what? Compliments to the chef. Fucking good for you.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed.
That
doesn't mean I'm done.
I'm a generous lover. I always make sure she's taken care of. Whether I'm done very early and sleepy.
I'm
going to snort a line of pre-workout that I learned from Snitty, and then I'm going
to
boom.
It's good. It works. It's effective.
I'm in there. We're going
to
finish
straight
the job.
Straight to the bloodstream.
I'm John Stockton. You're Karl Malone. Let's bring this home.
This is what happens when you fuck a giant black man.
Are you guys ready for the next one?
Yeah, hit me.
Would you rather eat a dead pigeon or a dead dove?
Wait, what was that?
Eat a dead pigeon or a dead dove?
I'd say dove because it's probably cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
But the pigeon probably has more seasoning. You know what I mean?
A little bit more vitamins and nutrients in it. When you eat Cheetos,
I mean, it just gets into your bloodstream.
Actually, pigeons might be more delicious. The other day, I watched two crows murder a pigeon.
Pigeons are...
I didn't know crows did that either.
Neither did I. That pigeons, seems like...
Or not pigeons. Crows are the fucking shit, dude. They're intelligent as shit. They're fucking smart as shit.
I didn't know they ate other birds, though.
They eat everything.
I knew they eat dead animals.
They're raptors, for sure.
But I didn't know that they would actually kill something.
They're smart as fuck. If they did an experiment in, like, the Washington area, I want to say the Seattle area, but it was in the state of Washington, to where they had a fucking crow, and they kept fucking with them, and they let them go. That crow knew that particular guy. Like, it was like, fuck that guy, and would shit on him all the time, and like every bird in like a mile radius would shit on that guy.
Actually,
like, they told him that, like, hey, that guy, fuck that guy.
No, it's true. Crows are fucking smart. What, right? Like, literally 2 days after I bought my truck, I ran over a crow, and then they kind of hung out outside my house.
They're like, you murderer.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy.
Yeah, they know. They're very social animals. They're
But
they're like raptors. They're
straight up watched raptors. Them murder this dove. Like, cause I was like, I mean, I wasn't like right next. I was like, the fuck's going on over there?
You could hear it.
Well, this pigeon kept trying to fly away, and they would knock it back down. Then they pecked it to death.
You just hear
a bunch of bullies.
Yeah. And I was like, holy shit. Yeah.
Is that a good pigeon impression?
Probably. But yeah, I'd probably eat a dove.
I'd eat a pigeon.
Okay.
I mean, let
all the pigeons are in abundance.
Yeah, exactly.
There's plenty.
If we're talking like for the rest of my life, I got to eat pigeons or doves, I'm going to eat pigeons. Like,
okay.
I'm a little classier than you. I prefer the dove.
Yeah, I eat street meat all the time. I don't give a fuck.
Would you rather have a dozen cockroaches run over your hands or over your legs?
Over my face. I don't give a fuck. Like, what the fuck?
On your legs or your hands?
I mean, if I had to pick between neither bother me. Probably my legs, I guess.
My hands get into more gross stuff than my feet do.
My feet are usually
in my shoes.
It's not feet. It's legs.
Well, yeah. Well, they're usually in my pants.
Wait, am I like in bed or am I like
in
traffic?
Bed,
like,
laying down.
Are we talking like Fear Factor status? So I'm not going to strap down?
Sure.
Okay, hands, for sure.
Okay.
My hands are gross. Like ew.
Actually, my hands have like no feeling in them anymore.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Every time I stab myself in the fucking hand.
I was going to say, all the years of like football and shit getting your hands stepped on and stuff, I have like such bad nerve damage in my hands.
I work construction. I've electrocuted myself fucking like almost on a monthly basis. Like, I have no feeling in my hands.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
why I am just the mad fingerer. Like, I remember when the Braves like were really good and they had and they did a whole arm motion. That's what I do.
Why you're still single.
It's my fingering motion.
Gotta trim the fingernails up.
Anyways, cockroaches on the hands is my answer.
All right. Next, would you rather bathe a dead body or sleep beside a dead body?
How fresh or how dead are we talking?
How heavy is this person?
Like, did it die as we're like? Did we go to bed dead?
Like, you went to bed with Nana and she died in her sleep.
Did we go to bed dead or wake up dead?
No, someone has a dead body and they say one of you has to sleep with it so it doesn't get lost, and the other one of you has to clean it. It
doesn't get lost? What the fuck? You don't need to put a bell on a dead body.
So if someone doesn't take it, I don't know. It has to be done. It's already dead. Someone says you can either bathe it or you can sleep with it.
Are we talking about sleep with it or like
sleep with it?
Are we talking necrophilia here? Are we talking
taking a nap? Do I know this dead body?
It doesn't matter. It's a dead body.
Is it an attractive person?
It's just a zombie. It's just a soulless ginger person.
You know, is it just sleep with it one night?
Yeah, again, and bathe with it one time.
I have to bathe with it or just bathe it? Fuck, I'll wash the dead body. I don't care.
Yeah.
I want my bed space.
Yeah.
I mostly stay in one spot, but sometimes I like to lay diagonally.
But also with washing it'll take like an hour or something, and then
fuck that. I can shower my own living body in like 3 minutes. I can wash a dead body.
Yeah, okay, well, that's whatever. Dead weight, and there's like probably floppy stuff.
Anyway, my whole point is it's like 8 hours of sleep. So
For about four, but yeah. So
Never mind, Josh.
I'll take an Ambien and sleep next to it. Fuck it, dude.
You never know what's going
to
happen.
You're going to have sex with that dead body.
I might. I don't know what Ambien does to me, but either way, I'm not going to remember
it. You would do it sans Ambien. You'd be like, you dead, right?
What's up? Yeah.
Yeah. Throw some Vaseline on that bitch.
Throw this bitch in the microwave, heat it up. Good to go.
Okay.
It'll be clammy as fuck, and I'm game.
You do like that old pussy, apparently. It hits different. That old 1920s Great Depression one-time hitter.
God damn. It's so good. When they do the Charleston on your dick, it's like... Fuck twerking. Fuck twerking.
All right. Would you rather have baby vomit on you or you vomit on a baby?
I'll vomit on a baby all goddamn day.
I'll throw up on that baby.
I've been puked on by a baby. You know how much I would pay to fucking be just hung over and be like,
I hope you like Del Taco.
Oh my god, yeah. Fuck you,
although
baby.
I feel like getting thrown up.
How many times a baby shit or puked on? Yeah, fucking payback, motherfucker.
A baby's puke isn't that bad, though.
It is that bad. It stinks like rotten milk.
Because that's what it is.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's disgusting.
I mean,
I've had enough nephews and fucking just shit thrown everywhere.
Can
I
answer
fucking
just
clean
be
it up?
Both?
No, you can't.
Sure. Yeah.
I'll throw up on that baby. That baby can throw up on me.
A puke party.
Yeah,
it sounds like a little bit closer.
We just returned the favor.
You bonded with each other.
It's that scene in fucking Ace Ventura where everybody's just fucking...
I tell that baby I had gas station sushi. I'm very sorry.
It is the mucus.
And then you can hit me back.
I'll throw up on a baby all day.
You're so bad. Would you rather poop your pants or use a dirty toilet paper to poop? To wipe.
I'll just shit my pants.
Yeah?
Why would we wait? Why is the toilet paper dirty? Did someone else wipe their ass and put it back?
Yeah, it's like with someone else's dirty toilet paper poop, toilet paper is the only thing that's left.
Take a TP, leave a TP system that they got going on at his 7-Eleven.
I'll just shit my pants then. It's fine.
I shit my pants.
Because then I'll bathe the dead person next to my poopy pants.
I shit my pants last week. What the fuck? Yeah, no, I don't care. I've
taken 3 scoops of pre-workout on leg day. Right, you know, you can't trust your butthole.
It happens.
We're getting old now. Sometimes farts are a little loose there, you know?
You got to check them.
Gotten old, and old ladies are adventurous, man.
You know you're getting old when you feel a good fart coming on, but you got to do it on the toilet. Because you're not
100% I'm not sure.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know if I trust this. I saw what I ate for dinner. I don't know.
I'm just glad I was in my own bathroom when it happened.
All right, would you rather shower with your pee or cook with your pee?
What do you mean shower with? Like I pee in the shower every day.
No. Like your water like from the shower out. Head is pee. Your pee.
Ooh, did I eat asparagus recently?
Sure.
Okay, no. I'll cook with it. It'll just burn out.
Exactly.
You boil the germs out.
Yeah. Okay.
And you can drink your pee like 2 or 3 times before it actually makes you sick.
Right.
So if you ingest a little bit of it, it's not that. And maybe it gives it some flavor. Like maybe that's.
Yeah, it might be a little salty.
Maybe that's what Gordon Ramsay's looking for. Like he's pissed off. He's like, fucking pepper and chilies again? God damn it. I need piss in my face. Like,
all right.
I don't know what he wants. Maybe that makes you a classical chef. Or at least in R. Kelly's world, it does.
Now, sometimes, you know, when you drink like a gallon of water and your pee is straight up water.
Yeah.
And it doesn't smell like anything. It's just clear
as hell.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Just straight up water.
Could it be that kind of pee?
I think it's like you have to save up your pee for a while.
You're going to need a lot for either one of those.
I just cook with it.
I think I'd definitely shower with it.
You'd shower in your pee?
It's also a shamanic
dirty
practice.
Girl.
It's very like.
Did you learn
like,
that?
I didn't.
Of course it is. Did you learn that at hippie holistic school in Chile?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even get stung by a jellyfish or nothing. You're just like, piss on me.
It gets rid of other people's hoochie, which is like your spiritual.
Coochie?
I know a couple of hooches. They hang out on 6th Street in LA.
Fuck, dude.
Is your hoochie is like your spiritual shit. The
See,
spiritual exhaust.
This is why all that hippie
people.
Shit.
And then, you spray it all over yourself? Why would you, if it's your spiritual shit. Why would you want it back on you?
No, it's like, so you say your hoochie got on me because you're just fucking full of bad energy and
stop
shit.
Stop hooching off on girls,
like,
Smitty.
I don't fucking want your hoochie.
I got a
hand
job and hoochied in my own face one time.
Wait, fucking... isn't hoochie like that Spanish drink you guys like? It's like the cinnamon milk.
It's
That's
really
horchata.
Good. That's horchata. No, it's really good. Hoochie is good because it, like, I don't know what they did and what magic the Mexicans did,
see,
but it calms down the spice really good.
But see, this is why your hippie shit is so weird to me. It's like, hey... Let's bathe
it's
in
also
because
you don't think outside your own bubble.
I'm fine with my bubble. My bubble's safe. I'm cool with it. All right, next question. What you
got? Yeah.
What else?
Would you rather have have serial killers as parents or have your child be a serial killer?
As long as they don't kill me, my parents, I guess.
Right? It skips a generation, so it's either your parents or your kids.
That's a good point.
I would say... My parents. Because
okay.
I could write off my parents and be like, I don't know where that came from. Like, fuck, I don't know. Like, I'm cool.
Yeah, because you're like, I'm normal as
but
shit.
But as a parent, you're like, that's my fault.
Right.
Like, yeah, because like if your kid is straight up like strangling and choking kitten.
Like, I feel bad
people.
For my parents because like, fuck, this dude's fucked up. So.
Yeah, but you're.
Yeah, that means I fucked up somewhere along. Maybe I shouldn't have smoked that many cigarettes when I was pregnant. I don't know.
Yeah, but like, if your parents are all fucking serial killers, you're like, dude, they're fucking crazy. Then you can be like, hey, cool, I can move across the country. No one's going to.
Exactly. You,
know,
you can write it off, be like, I don't know who the fuck these people are.
You don't have to buy them holiday gifts or go to weird Christmas dinners
and
stuff.
Hey, nobody
they're
shows up
gonna
to parents.
They're just going to send you dead bodies as presents.
That's fine.
You wouldn't even know. It's just like it shows up, and you're just like, oh, fucking another shipment from Butcher Box. And we fucking.
All right, you all ready for the last one? All
right, hit me.
Would you rather drink menstrual blood or drink semen?
Was this another thing you learned at hippie school?
Sort of.
A, I've accidentally done the second
you
one.
You mix them together to amplify
See,
your
See, if that's the shit outside of my comfort bubble, I will 100% stick
Like I was
in
talking
bubble.
About at the beginning of the show, you got to try new things, man. You got
to. Change.
If I had to choose between
change is inevitable.
Between
it
you know what?
Doesn't mean it needs to be part of your normal routine, but let's give it a shot.
Between menstrual blood and semen. Okay, menstrual
I've
blood
accidentally eaten
has
semen.
Like stem cells
gross.
And shit in it, and that has like healing powers.
Yeah.
But
no,
semen is also a lot small
not,
volume is gonna be a lot
not
less.
Menstrual blood, placenta is where the healing powers
Wait,
come from.
I'll preemptively
you make beef jerky
eat
out of that
a
shit.
Fuck ton of pineapple and I'll eat my own semen. because
it's someone else's. It's not yours.
Oh, it's someone else's.
Yeah.
Yeah. One time I pulled out. Because
I feel like eating your own is like not that bad.
You're kind of like, eh, whatever.
Yeah. Have you tried your own?
No.
No.
I did one time.
No, I mean I have like.
I feel like it's such a lie when guys say they haven't.
I didn't like jack off in my hand and eat it.
You know, like
the closest thing that ever happened to was like I blew my load in like a girl's mouth and then I kissed her after.
No. Okay. All guys say that too. I feel like that you're the sixth guy to have said that.
That's not all guys. That's six.
One.
that I've asked, oh. You know, and I've only been asking this kind of recently because I just think
just looked it up. But no, one time, doggy style, I pulled out, come on. I'm a fan of asses. I came on an ass, walked away, forgot there was cum there, and I went to bite it because that's what you do with an ass—you bite it. And there was cum, and I was like, oh no! I totally forgot about it. Like, and I was like. And again, I'm like, yeah, you guys are overreacting. It's a little salty, but whatever. Like, you guys are fucking overreacting. We're like,
wait, now did the guy have to, like, blow his load in your mouth, or is it, like, just in a bowl, and you have to, like, eat it with, like, a
shot glass?
Yeah.
I feel like it would just be a shot glass. You can pick the menstrual blood, or you can pick the semen, and you just got to shoot it.
Is it the same amount?
I'll take the blood just because I know where it's coming from. Like, a dick or a pussy. I'm taking the pussy one. But I'm not... Life or death, do I have to take a shot of cum? I'll fucking do it. Like,
I'd probably go menstrual blood because there's probably some weird hoochah in it that would give me more healing powers.
It came from a weird hoochah.
And that's it.
All right.
Those are your random questions.
For tonight's topic, Smitty, what do we got on the agenda?
Okay, I thought it would be a fun game, a little game I'm going to call What's in My Butt. We'll get to that later. Sex toys are fun. Everybody loves sex toys, right? I mean, I got a few. I got a treasure trove of them, actually.
You have one on you.
Well, in me.
24/7.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I am rid for her pleasure constantly now, which is pretty dope. And it's better when I put the vibrating cock ring on. And also because it is Bluetooth. And it's like you can
it's control it from your...
Yeah, my cock ring? Fuck yeah.
Goddamn science.
Fucking yay. Goddamn.
Why would you need Bluetooth?
So he can stream Wi-Fi Netflix on it.
Because it has different programs as to how it vibrates. And then you could also do it manually. Like, I want it to vibrate this.
Oh, that's kind of like those ones where girls can put, like, a vibrator in them. And then you have, like, an app on your phone and you can turn up the intensity and shit.
I really want that.
That's when you know a girl's a terrible person.
Why?
They'll go to Disneyland with that thing in them.
No, I'm writing a whole bit about that where I do mention those.
But why does that make you a horrible person?
It's a joke, fucking.
Because I want one, so I want to know why.
Because obviously, you have loose morals. It means you came from a broken home.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's solid logic behind my bit, but we're getting too far into that. Anyways, sex toys are a big industry, I think.
It's true. So when you told me about the sex toy thing, I looked up some interesting facts. I only got a handful of them, but sex toy industry.
That's the thing about sex toys. It's only a handful.
It's true. The sex toy industry grosses about $15 billion a year.
Fucking champions.
Over 50% of women, which I believe they're lying, and 45% of men stated that they use a vibrator regularly.
50% of women? That's more.
I was like, there's no way. 50 Shades of Grey boosted the bondage sales by 50% on all sex toy websites.
Yeah, it boosted it, but there it was
because it like became more mainstream.
There's like sections called just for 50 Shades of Grey.
But I guarantee it, like 75% of those were people who bought it and tried it once and was like, nah.
Married women are 2 times more likely to own and use a vibrator.
Everyone should have them.
Vibrators are the most popular toy purchased among women. Second is the rubber penis. 33% of women own a vibrator, which I feel is a very low
number.
33.
That's fucking low.
There's no way. It's got to be. I think a lot of girls are probably more ashamed of it.
People
aren't going to admit it. Yeah.
I have the worst luck with vibrators. They always break.
But see,
so
you
own. I don't own any right now.
Well, stop doing it so vigorously, you whore.
Apparently.
And then.
Jeez, it's not a plunger.
On the screen right now, Taylor brought up the rabbit. And the interesting fact about the rabbit, the reason why it is shaped like that and called the rabbit was because they were first manufactured in Japan and they weren't allowed to make phallic looking symbols. So the first model of the rabbit vibrator looked like an actual bunny rabbit.
Well, it kind of looks like a bunny rabbit.
It still does, to a weirder extent. It
looks like a bunny rabbit with a
huge dick.
Huge dick,
yeah.
Rabbits do
it's the Shaquille O'Neal of rabbits.
Yeah, man.
No, ducks have huge dicks.
Do they?
20-foot-long dicks.
No, they don't.
I shit you not. No. Google that shit right now. Guarantee you.
Okay.
No, don't Google, because you're going to end up on some weird FBI list if you start Googling duck dicks.
And another fun fact, this is fun fact fucking Friday, even though it's Thursday, is fucking pigs have corkscrew dicks.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
So every cartoon, Porky Pig has a corkscrew tail. He doesn't have a corkscrew tail. Every pig, you've never seen a pig with a corkscrew tail. Not a thing. They got fucking tails. Pigs have normal tails.
Pigs have just little straight tails.
They have normal tails. They have corkscrew dicks. They drew the dicks on the back of their ass.
That's cool.
They got corkscrew dicks.
Oh, my gosh.
Fun fact. Da-na-na-na, the more you know.
All right, so Smitty, explain the sex toy game.
Sex toy game. Like I said, it's a game I'm calling What's in My Butt. It's we had our friend Taylor here look up some sex toys. AdamEve.com. If they're throwing out sponsorships, we'll take them. I need some lube in my life. Fucking and we're going to do like a Price is Right kind of game to where Taylor found some fun things, hopefully. And Josh and I are going to try to guess the price. Are we going to go closest without overbidding or just closest
just
in general?
Closest.
Closest in general. Gets the point. Winner of the game just gets bragging rights because, let's be honest, who gives a fuck? We don't have money for nothing. We don't have an AdamandEve.com sponsorship, although we'd take it.
I would take it.
I would too.
In the butt.
I need a Jenna Hayes fleshlight in my life. Fucking. So that's the name of the game. We're going to pull up items from AdamandEve.com, sex toys, things to make you squirt things out of your body and then shiver. And that's what we're going to talk about.
So this one is called 50 Shades of Grey Greedy Girl G-Spot Rabbit Vibrator. How much do you think it is?
That's a lot of words for just the name of a fucking thing. That's too many words. It's greedy with the words.
Greedy girl.
You got the joke.
Greedy girl.
I'm going to guess that it's $150.
Okay.
Seems like too much, but...
Yeah, but dude, shit's expensive now.
But because it's tied into the movie, you might be right. I'm going to say $40. $40.
It's $99.99.
Fuck
Motherfucker. Yeah. Motherfucker. God damn.
That I was actually going to guess $100, but I was like, it's probably like $150.
Good job.
Wait, well, you said, what did you say?
I said $150.
Yeah, you were within $50. I was going to say, okay, yep. What the fuck is that?
What is that? Looks like a light. That looks like an LED light pole.
That's the spaceship from fucking, fuck. Oh, God damn. What is that? Danger Will Robinson fucking show?
It's called Hydromat 5.
Hydromat?
5. It's a penis pump.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to confuse it with 1 through 4.
That's a penis pump?
Yes. It looks like a battery almost.
What is it pumping? What is?
No, it looks like a high like halogen output.
Yeah, that's
light
an
bulb.
LED light.
Yeah.
That's a... Do we know the
Wait,
function of this?
What is it?
It's a penis pump.
It's a penis pump.
Baby, it's not mine.
That's not my bag,
honestly,
so I don't know. I don't know what the price is.
Okay, how much do you think it is?
Oh, that's a very futuristic penis pump.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a stroker or a sucker. It's just a penis pump.
It's not a stroker or a
Those
sucker.
Those are different things. I've looked into these.
Right.
I've been single for a long time.
You were the one who told me about like the gold vibrator that I should buy.
Did I tell you about one?
Yeah.
It'd be dope. If I had a clit, I would have got one probably.
You bought a gold vibe, like a solid gold vibrator?
Pure gold!
Ryan was telling me to buy one.
Be dope.
How much?
It's futuristic looking. I will give it a $75.
Okay. I was going to say $75, but since you said $75, I'm going to say $55.
$139.
Yeah, one for me.
Why is everything? Fuck, everything's. I should have gone fucking $100. Right. Everything's gonna be $100. My guess is gonna be $100.
Am I the only perv that's broke? God damn. The fuck? Holy fuck. Okay. I was gonna buy one of these.
It's so cool. I think it's so cool.
So
it's
is that a fox?
Taylor, explain what this is.
Yeah.
This is Frisky Foxtail Anal Plug. So it's like a normal anal plug. On the top of it has a tail, so if she puts it in her ass, then she's got a tail.
Your
like
regular,
a
average, run-of-the-mill anal plug. Okay, I was going to buy one of these because it was going to be fucking hilarious.
Because you wanted to use it?
Well, yeah, but also. No, because I told you at our fantasy football draft, yeah. my entire, and I bought the underwear, but I forgot to fucking bring them. I wear a costume every year to our fantasy football draft.
Okay.
And we were in Vegas, so I was going to just wear just a banana hammock. Because fuck it, it's Vegas. Why not? And I found one. It's not a banana hammock, but it's boxer briefs. And the crotchal region is just a 3D print of a wolf's face. And your crotch and your dick is his snout. So that's fucking funny. So I was going to wear it, and I forgot it. But if I was going to wear that, I was going to put an anal plug with a tail in the butt.
And walk around?
Because it would have been fucking hilarious.
You would have walked around with an anal plug in your
How
butt?
How fucking funny would that be?
That would have been great.
It would have been
paid money to see
fucking
that.
Fucking great.
I mean, I guess for the bit, it would have been funny to watch you walk around the butt plug.
Again, I'm whatever it takes for comedy, man. That's all right, what
how
I'm
much
all about.
For the foxy butt
25
plug?
$25.
25?
$25.
I'm going to say 40.
$47.95.
Motherfucker, dude. How the fuck? No. No, it's just a piece of rubber with a fucking...
What if it's real foxtail?
It's not.
If it was a real foxtail, that's just going to be like a $300.
Yeah, right?
Because fur is expensive.
That's
as
just
fuck.
A dead squirrel glued on the back of a butt plug.
Is this the fleshlight?
Yeah.
It's not the Jenna Hayes edition, so it's not that expensive.
There's so many. The fleshlight Vibro.
Ooh, it's not the virtual reality one. That's the one I want.
What makes it virtual reality?
You just turn it on and fucking sit back.
You know what's funny?
It does the work for you.
The guy that invented this thing had sex with a flashlight and goes, how can I make this, like, sexier?
I'll show you a D
like,
battery.
He probably took, like, a fucking, like, rubber glove or something and put it on the end and fucked that into
Dude,
the flashlight.
People have been fucking things forever, so, like, it's not the weirdest thing.
Whatever happened to just corking a hole in a grapefruit,
that's,
microwaving
it
for 20 seconds,
that's what we do. That's what we do as
it.
A species. We fight and we fuck. We fuck things. That's what we do.
Yeah, but who looked at a flashlight and goes, I'm gonna fuck that flashlight?
The first person who realized flashlight. It was dick-shaped?
All right, gentlemen, how much would you pay for this?
How much would I pay or how much will I pay?
How much do you think it is?
It is $70.
I was going to say $69.
Is that your?
Yeah.
Are you going to fuck? Are you going to $1 me?
No,
like,
I wanted
you.
To say it was $69.
Price is right, cocksucker.
It's
$89.95. Yeah. We are tied 2-2 now.
So is this our last one?
Last one.
Fucking tiebreak. Oh, no. This looks fun.
Oh, wait, no. There's another one after this. There's two more.
Okay. Well, we need a tiebreaker.
This would be the tiebreak. Whatever. It's fine. This looks like a loaf of bread.
This one's Adam and Eve's Chain Me Up Kink Clamps.
Wait, can we get, like, are those electrified at all? Or are
no,
we
just... they're just clamps.
Does that body come with it, or is that just showing you what it is?
I think it's just showing you.
Oh, I thought it came with it.
It's
okay.
Weird.
I'm going to guess it's like $40.
Just the clamps?
Yeah, it's got to be like $40.
Okay, we're
cheap.
Talking just the clamps. Okay, let's describe this. It goes from nipple to clit.
Yeah, and so it's just clamping your nipples and your clit.
I mean, I hope it's not that expensive because I got like a bunch of chip clips. We can do the same thing.
Chip clips?
Like, it's just like we don't need to spend a bunch of money on stainless steel. Like,
okay, tell me.
Right? I'm working it out in my brain.
Tell me.
$69.
You just want to be $69.
You know, it's overpriced. I'm gonna say it's $80.
Oh. So I said 40, he said 80.
It's 29.
Yeah,
Motherfucker.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Alright, we got those.
I win sex
one.
Toy championship.
Well, there's one more.
Oh, there's one more. This is the Accommodator Dual Penetrator.
Oh.
Wait, so
oh. Oh, so oh, you got a strap on for your own dick.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is a champion move. I like this.
Wait, so that's a strap on that you strap onto your dick?
Yeah.
So you can DP your chick?
Yeah.
You got your.
That thing is so much bigger than my actual dick, though. By like.
I wonder how big it actually is.
It's like 17 inches. Look at that thing.
No.
You're in my butt. You're not even in my pussy yet. Like, why are we here?
You're like, I'm trying.
Don't embarrass yourself with your own fucking toys.
That's when your girl realizes how small your penis is.
And that's when you get broken up with.
And then all your girlfriend goes, well, I mean, if it's the dildo that's fucking me.
Inside the box, it comes with divorce papers.
How much do you think it is? I'm going to say it's $69.
God damn you.
Oh, don't look.
Oh, I already did.
Well, now you saw the answer.
I would have guessed more than that, so I'll give you the point.
Okay.
I would have guessed more than that.
Well, now you might as well just bring... How much was it?
$19.
It's $20 fucking toy.
I just want to see how long
What were you
going
to say it was?
I don't know the price of a dildo, so I would have guessed 80 again. That's what I was going to go... Like, it sounds like a...
It's 5 inches.
That's way bigger than my dick.
Oh, I feel so much better now. Fuck yeah, let's order those.
That is so much bigger than my dick.
I feel so much good. I got an extra quarter inch on this motherfucker.
That's like 4 inches bigger than my dick.
Really? Poor boy. Oh.
From the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, Smitty's got my back.
Good job.
Yeah, no, that's you definitely won the sex toy game. Fuck, man.
I know sex toys.
Apparently you do.
Good job.
To be fair, I was just guessing $69 in it. I figured everything was $100. Apparently everything's $100.
Right? Yeah, it's kind of
that's just how life is. You go to the fucking grocery store, everything's $100.
Every goddamn time. If I spend any less than $100 when I walk into any store, I feel like a champion.
I always get confused when they're like, oh, your total's like, $73. I'm like, wait, did I forget something? Should be like $110.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to say every time I go on a sex site, I get confused. And I was like, me too sometimes, but not all the time. But no, sometimes.
That's when I show up at Turkish bathhouses. I get very confused.
That's only when they're like, this is a tranny. I was like, oh my God, she's hot, but she's got a bigger dick than me, so I don't like that. So I can't
got that 9-inch heater.
Yeah. Like, I'll let her suck my dick, but I don't know what to do with the bottom half of that. I don't know.
Was it you come in the butt and she comes on the floor?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I'm not going to participate. You can jerk yourself off, but I'm not going to, like, I'll fuck your female butt. but let's not get weird.
God. If she still has a penis, isn't that still a man butt?
I don't know. She's trying to be a girl, eventually. It's not, don't.
But the dick between the legs says otherwise.
You know what? I don't.
Look at Brian doesn't way. Judge.
Exactly.
Fucked a tranny. That's why he's all confused right now.
No, I haven't. I might.
This weekend.
Tinder's crazy. You never know. You never know what's gonna happen. That's why I'm. There's no old ladies. There's no old trannies. There's
Are you
one,
sure?
There's one old tranny, and everyone knows who it is.
Yeah, it's his dad.
No, my dad would make the worst tranny. He's an ugly man. Are you fucking kidding me? I can't believe I'm so pretty. That ugly of a father. Like, I'm Simba and he is Scar. Like, and I was like, I can't believe you two are related. Like, fuck.
Dude, you're like a handsome, dark version of your dad.
Yeah, except for he's gross.
Your dad isn't gross. I don't think your dad's gross.
Stop trying to fuck my dad.
She's about to be your stepmom here in a minute.
I'm going to have to go to bed.
Your ass is grounded.
She's going to set my new bedtime. I'm going to be fucking grounded.
She's like, Ryan, I want to talk to you about that penis ring that you have and how inappropriate that
it's
is.
It's very inappropriate.
It's a Christian household.
Might turn into every stepmom movie I've ever seen online.
Anyway.
Got out of hand quickly.
Hey, don't fuck Taylor. Don't ruin the show, all right?
I didn't do nothing.
You stay away from her. She's a nice girl.
You brought it up.
Thank you, Josh.
You
brought
it up. Talk about all this. Fucking go to Mount Lauer her, huh? And be like, "She, do you like anal sex?" And then you force yourself on her. Is that what happens? Smitty, this is a family show. God damn it.
I can't stop gravity. All right.
Gravity.
All right. Well, it has been a fun show. It's been a little bit long, but that's what makes sex toys fun. So enjoy your nights, guys, and the rest of your week, and just don't be a cunt, please.
Thank you for listening to The Smartest Dumb Guys You Know. Make sure you go subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find the guys and ask them questions or even submit topics on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at The Smartest Dumb Guys You Know, or you can reach them at smartestdumbguysyouknow@gmail.com.
I haven't laughed that hard since I was a little girl. Thank you.